Welcome back to Sister Brunch, the podcast all about Black women and gender expansive people thriving in entertainment and media. I am your host, Fanchen Cox. Sister Brunch traveled to New Orleans for the Essence Film Festival this summer, where we had the amazing opportunity to interview incredibly talented filmmakers and writers and actors about their craft. In these next few episodes, you'll be hearing our conversations live from the Essence Film Festival's Filmmaker Lounge.
Hi, I'm Farida Abdul-Wahab. I am a TV executive and associate producer of Sister Brunch. I am here with Toya Ngiwa and Tiffany Campbell. They have a film in today's festival titled 30. Toya is the director, and we have Tiffany, who is the writer-actress in the film. And so excited to sit here and talk to them today, learn more about 30 and why it was created, what inspired them, and yeah, and then go see it later today. So yeah, let's start with Toya.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for having us, first of all. It's so good to see you up here.
Me too.
Yes. So 30 is the story about a young woman on a journey to love. And we kind of go through the ups and downs of her experiencing love in different ways. It is a story that was written by the beautiful Tiffany Campbell. And we shot it over the course of 4 days in L.A., and it was an amazing experience, and it's such an honor to be here at Essence Fest during the Africa House Nigeria Day cultural activation. So we are definitely grateful.
We're super grateful, and we wouldn't have wanted to screen for the first time like at a festival anywhere else. So it's an honor that we get to do it at Essence.
Perfect. Tiffany, can you tell us what inspired you to write this film?
A true story, true life.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah, I got triggered in my dating life, and I thought, you know, it would be fun to just write this down and make fun of myself while also giving the lessons that I learned just from turning 30 and really being committed to, like, finding love. I felt like I had everything else going for me in my life, and that was the only space that was missing. So I really wanted to share just a personal story for me of what that looked like to find love, finding community, discovering self-love in the midst of all that, while trying to get a man to text me back. So,
listen, I hear that. So how'd you guys find your relationship or your collaboration? How'd you...
You tell that.
Yeah.
So I was the assistant director on a film maybe about a year...
2 years ago.
2 years
Come
before...
Come on, from assistant director to director.
Hello. Oh,
okay.
Before Tiffany reached out with her script, and prior to that, I directed a short film, and this was during the pandemic and the height of everything, like June of 2020, and I saw a film on YouTube that I then realized was Tiffany's film that inspired a lot of the things and decisions I made in my film. Okay. And then we get on set one day, and I'm like, wow, you are the director, writer, lead actress of this film that I, you know, kind of tucked in as like a, I see what she's doing, and I love it. So our relationship pretty much just started from admiration to her reaching out with her script, and then I felt very triggered because I was like, I feel like you read my journal with this script and just put it on paper from your perspective. So that pretty much is the genesis of our relationship. But I think storytelling has definitely allowed us to see each other in, you know, certain ways, and just wanting to both, you know, move forward, progress, support one another. And she said something about sisterhood, right? So I think we're doing that behind the camera and also showing that in front of the camera.
I love that. I think that's very beautiful because I feel like a lot of people don't realize that this industry is very collaborative, and you have to cultivate your team. You have to find your people.
Yeah.
And when
yes.
you find them, that's often the people you continue to create with. And when you are in sync with the right people, you create synergy and you create a lot of beautiful things. So I'm glad that you guys found each other. But I know you guys are short on time, so I'm going to ask you some quick questions real quick. As we honor and celebrate so many of our Black icons this weekend, we are reminded of the importance of legacy and the people we come from. Can you tell us about an early memory you have of learning about Black history that made you feel more confident or that more was possible for you?
Ooh, that's a good one. I think for me, mine was probably within the last 10 years when I was actually in grad school, trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life. And you know, I felt the push to really pursue my passion, which is storytelling and filmmaking. Mm-hmm. And I will never forget coming across Ava DuVernay. And this was like pre-Selma, like her like recording films on her phone.
Oh, wow.
And okay. I felt like seeing her come from a marketing background, because that was similar to what I studied in undergrad, I was able to see myself and also feel like I had permission to be in this space and take up space. And as a first generation Nigerian American, right. We're so far removed from a lot of these things. So that for me right. is, I think, a moment in Black history and just women's history where I was like, wow, she's beautiful. She knows what she's doing. She's a great storyteller. Right. And I was able to sort of aspire to see, you know, what I could do.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about for you, Tiffany?
I would say for me, it was probably George Floyd. Growing up, I was the only Black girl in my class. So right. when we would get into talking about Black history, all eyes would fall on me. And so I found myself being ashamed of my skin and being uncomfortable with talking about Black issues or pointing out my Blackness, because I felt right. like everyone was looking at me on top of being a dark-skinned Black girl. And so doing that, or when the pandemic, or when George Floyd happened, it put a light on it, like, wow, I've never dug into this. I've never had the courage to explore my Blackness and feel proud of that and feel free in that and just really, like, explore that in a way where I'm not ashamed. I walk into the office with different hairstyles, and I don't care yes. if you point it yes. out, you know? And so I would say that's when, you know, my Blackness became important to me and important to stand in that no matter where I was.
That's so good.
That's,
come on now.
That's good.
That's what
good.
I was about to
I'm
say.
Not gonna, like, listen, I have to say, that's
listen.
Good.
Listen. Love it. So, okay, let's get to the final question.
This would not be a Sister Brunch interview if we didn't ask you this question.
You're sitting down to a Sister Brunch with your younger self. What are you both eating? What are you both drinking? And what do you tell her?
Okay. What are we eating?
Right.
You know what? We're probably eating like a stack of French toast, you know, with some stuff
French
like, drizzled
popular,
on it.
French toast is popular, I guess.
You know? What is my younger self drinking or what is...
Both. You could go okay, what are you drinking?
Right
you
now, have? I'm drinking an espresso martini.
All right. Listen.
And then what was the last one?
What do you tell your younger self? A piece of advice that you know now that you didn't know then that you would tell your younger self.
Your name is powerful.
Woo. Tell them your name,
I'm,
girl.
I'm Nigerian-American. My full name is Oluwatoyin Olawumi Giwa. And for a long time...
Oluwatoyin Olawumi Giwa. Let's say that again. Okay, go ahead, girl.
You know, because for a long time, I wasn't really proud of it. Mm. You know, I got teased for having a long name. I got teased for having an African name. And if I could tell my younger self one thing, it would be, your name is powerful.
What does your name mean?
It means God is worthy to be praised.
Jesus.
Oof. So toying in short means to be praised.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Woo!
I love that.
And
I
you
love
too.
That. That was beautiful.
So me and my girl, we're eating pizza. We are drinking grape Kool-Aid mixed with lemonade because that was our drink, honey, still is. And I would just sit with her. Look her in the eye and tell her, I see you. I see you. And just let her know that she's not alone in this world, that she's not ignored, that she matters, that she's important, and she is going to be somebody so great. So to not give up or discourage in that time.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, ladies. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Toya Ngiwa, Tiffany Yay. Campbell. Their film 30 is screening today at 1 p.m. in room 252. Go check it out. And I'm your host, Farida Abdul-Wahab. And thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yes.